97.9/105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Dane Cook, how you doing, bro?
If you are not in Syracuse for my show tomorrow, then you are not on the planet Earth.
You're absolutely right. It is the On Center in Syracuse tomorrow night. Dane Cook live, dude. Where am I catching you this morning?
Currently in Los Angeles, about to get on the plane for Syracuse tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, dude. I'm wicked stoked that you're coming to town. You started out doing the stand-up thing. You went viral with MySpace, and you ended up doing, you left the comedy thing for a little bit, did some movies, and there's nothing quite like the live thing for a stand-up, is there?
Absolutely. Have never turned my back on stand-up one way or the other. Even during the movie stuff, it was like I would wrap filming, and then I would find a local comedy club or some spot to have that one-on-one interaction with people that want to see a great comedy show. There's nothing more kind of glamorous and cool. And, of course, Syracuse, special place in my heart, because as I was coming up after Harmful is Swallowed, there was a bunch of years where every single year, Syracuse was like, it was like superstition. I couldn't not do Syracuse.
Yeah.
So the fact that I couldn't do it on the last couple of tours bummed me out, and I'm about to make good on it now and come back and rock the house.
That's right. It's tomorrow night at the On Center in Syracuse. Dane Cook live for details, for tickets. Hit the website, DaneCook.com. Stupid question. Is it going to be, well, I mean, they're all pretty stupid. Is it going to be you at the end and almost like a concert setup, or are you going to be like in the middle? Because you've done that before as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely kind of mixing it up on this tour. Because I love the round. I don't think there's any better way for me, especially. I'm energetic. I love that constant, perpetual energy that comes in and out. So
right.
The show is definitely going to be different from last year. It's a whole new show. It's not old material. And so you get to see a new show in a new setting with great new special guests.
Can we give hints, considering we're a day out?
Yes. There's a couple of guys that I'm working with. One guy's name is J. Chris Newberg. That, again, it's about me kind of, I like sharing the spotlight with who I think are kind of the next guys that are, coming up the comedy ranks. So I got him, I got Ben Glebe, and then I got a couple of other people that you got to see it to believe it.
Well, that's the thing. Well, Dane, that's the thing. It's comedy paying it forward, because back in the day, someone gave you a shot to open up for some bigger names.
I got to work with, for me, I came up in Boston, and I started right at kind of the end of what they called the comedy boom. And when I was doing comedy in the 90s, it was like I was coming up under just mentors, guys that would be mentors, and I learned from the best. So I bring all the tips and tricks and tools to Syracuse.
And you'll smack it up, flip it, and rub it down. It's
oh, no!
Dane Cook, On Center in Syracuse, tomorrow night. Do you ever feel like you always have to be on because of what you do?
No. I'm a guy that I go the opposite. I save it for the stage. When I come off stage, I'm not ADHD. I'm not bouncing off the walls. I'm pretty focused, and it's all about reserving that energy and giving it to the next crowd the next night. So we have a good time with the crew. We definitely like to get out wherever we hang and meet the people, and really kind of cut it up a bit. But mostly, the tour is about, what can I do on stage that leaves a memorable impact that, keeps people coming back, but makes people go, you know what, I was there when this happened on this night.
Absolutely. And describe your, this really is the kickoff to the tour at this point. And you're going all out. Like the next, 30, 60 days are going to be nuts for you, dude.
It was this. It was like last year, it was 14 months of touring. It was 80 shows over 14 months. And this time around, it was like, okay, I've got this new hour-plus material. Let me really look at this, the layout. Pick some spots that I've been just, drooling to go back to, like Syracuse, like Penn.
Nice.
And then at the same time, let me consolidate it so it's less shows, but more high impact. So it's like, it's 25 shows, but it's going to be like the best possible 25 dates of the year.
That's fantastic. It's Dane Cook. It's tomorrow night On Center in Syracuse. Tickets available at DaneCook.com. New CD coming out November 23rd. I did my best. Does it feel weird having a greatest hits at this point?
I kind of look at it, I mean, it does. When you say it, it feels like, you know, I've been around for, you know, 50 years when you say greatest hits. But I kind of look at it as this is an encapsulation of 10 amazing years. It was an unbelievable decade. I put out 5 comedy albums, 2 comedy specials. But I went back, I listened to the material. I found some unreleased stuff that just never made it to the original cuts. I've got some new stuff on there. So it's a highlight reel and a thank you to all the fans that have stuck with me. But it's also like, hey, if you're just jumping on board now, if you're just getting into my stuff, here's the first 10 years of the best of, and let's keep going from here. All new from here on out.
It's kind of like if you're catching, you know, seeing the season premiere of a show that you've never watched before, that like 3-minute montage leading into it, so you know what the hell's going on.
That's it. It really is. This is the classic cuts or the choice bits as picked by me and unbelievable comedy fans. So onward and upward from here.
Dane Cook on Center in Syracuse tomorrow night. DaneCook.com is the website. When did you know that you made it? You struggled for so long. You put the stuff out there on MySpace. It kind of grew organically. When did you know? Was there like one particular moment, one particular like, oh, kind of a deal?
Getting the phone call that I was going to be hosting Saturday Night Live was like, you know, when they say, are you sitting down? That was a moment where I needed to sit right on the floor where I was standing. Even though I'd done some really incredible gigs and some huge shows up until then, the fact that, I mean, to be parodied on the show and kind of poked fun at, I thought was like just one of the weirdest, coolest things ever. But then to be called and asked to be on the show was, you know, forever one of the coolest things that you could ever imagine.
Dane Cook, you've sold out pretty much, you've sold out everywhere you go. You've done movies, you've done TV, guest spots, the whole thing. What, you know, what else is there for you to do? Is it just to keep going and just doing what you do? Is there something you haven't done yet that you want to?
Yeah, I think that the thing that I missed out on doing, you know, a bunch of movies and to varying degrees of success was I never had a chance to tailor one of them and create one of them and write one of them with my gang of guys. And I admire the guys like, you know, Apatow and his gang and Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell. So I took the last couple of years to not only tour and reconnect with the fans, but to sit down and start writing material that is, you know, right from my imagination. So next year, more about producing, starring, and maybe even a little directing my own comedy content.
Very cool. We're talking to Dane Cook at the On Center live in Syracuse tomorrow night. DaneCook.com. And, of course, I did my best greatest hits coming out at the end of November. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time. One thing before we go, it's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds,
yes.
And it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Is this where you put on, like, the fast-paced music and there's going to be a crackle of lightning?
Yeah, well, maybe not lightning, maybe a buzzer at the end.
Ah, okay.
All right. Dane Cook, Quick 6, here we go.
Yeah.
3 shows that are on your DVR right now.
Eastbound and Down, Fringe, and Dateline ID.
3 favorite toys as a child.
Ooh, I had my Speak and Spell, my Atari, and remember when I was really little, I liked Legos.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Empire Strikes Back or Top Gun, both popped into my head.
You're at the bar, what's your drink of choice?
Water.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Neck.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Oh, probably still my video games, Xbox.
Yeah, what's your game of choice?
Waiting for that new Call of Duty.
Nice, nice. It's Dane Cook on Center in Syracuse tomorrow night. DaneCook.com. Dude, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you at the show.
Big Papa, thanks, man.
All right, Dane Cook, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.